On today's show, Tesla sales are soaring faster than a Falcon 9. General Motors pays hackers to attack its cars. And we give you a firsthand look at the Acura MDX Hybrid. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for those who truly care about the automotive industry. We've got sales data from all around the world to report on, and we start out with Tesla, which reported that its first quarter delivery shot up a staggering 69% compared to last year. It delivered 25,000 cars. 54% of those were the Model S, 46% were the Model X. Tesla stock jumped about $10 a share over the weekend and stands at about $278 a share. Even though Tesla loses money on every car it sells and is going deeper into debt, the investment community is focused on that top-line growth. As long as that top-line keeps growing as fast as it does, Tesla stock will continue to defy gravity. Automakers in the American market are reporting their sales today for last month. We will not have the full results until tomorrow, but we expect to see an overall increase because automakers are sitting on a mountain of inventory. They had 4 million vehicles sitting on dealer lots and in rail yards, and they've got to move the metal. The early returns do look promising. Honda reported it set an all-time sales record for March. Meanwhile, global sales of new cars and trucks are booming. Ward's Auto reports they rose nearly 7% in February, which represents the most recent data. Automakers sold nearly 7 million vehicles that month. The Asian region is growing the fastest, with the Chinese market red hot. It shot up 22%. China now accounts for almost 28% of global sales, up from 24% a year ago. FCA started taking orders for the plug-in version of the Pacifica months ago, but no one has taken the delivery. However, that is about to change. FCA says it will start shipping the plug-ins on April 17th. We learned about the delay from an Autoline viewer who's been waiting over 6 weeks for the delivery of his van. A source within FCA suggests the problem might be related to stop-start problems. FCA says it wants to ensure top quality before it releases the vehicle. We think that's a smart move because FCA has been criticized for quality issues recently. We've driven the plug-in Pacifica and we're wowed at how good it is. If FCA delivers top quality, it could have a hit on its hands. When Acura decided to do a hybrid version of the MDX, it walked on over to the parts bin for the NSX sports car. We'll tell you why right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by BorgWarner, propulsion solutions that support a clean, energy-efficient world.
Acura is getting ready to take on Lexus, Infiniti, and the German luxury brands as its new MDX Sport Hybrid hits dealerships in just days. Already the best-selling three-row luxury SUV in the U.S. without a hybrid version, the Acura engineering team believes this vehicle can give the competition a run for its money thanks to a secret ingredient the others don't have. And that is the soul of a supercar.
Really, we took the technology of the NSX and embedded it in the MDX. For instance, the twin motor unit is right out of the NSX. It's located in the front of the car for the NSX, but now it's in the rear for the MDX. We used the battery technology from the NSX. It's a 72-cell system, and employed that to the vehicle. And we've applied a great transmission, a 7 DCT transmission with a motor attached. And that completes our three-motor system. You know, that's a world-class system. It's delivering that power very clean, very nimble application, very smooth and refined. It makes the car just feel smaller and easier to use, everyday performance.
If you want to know more about this sport utility, you can watch an Autoline exclusive walk-around of the MDX Sport Hybrid with Acura product planner Gary Robinson. That's up on our YouTube channel right now. Coming up next, why in the world would General Motors pay hackers to attack its cars? Connected cars offer a lot of benefits, but the big negative against them is being vulnerable to hackers. Ironically, those are exactly the kind of people you want to help prevent attacks. On the most recent AutoLine this week, we were joined by Jeff Massimilla, the Chief Product Cybersecurity Officer at General Motors, and he shared why the company actually works with hackers and pays them to find vulnerabilities.
We probably call it more coordinated disclosure than responsible disclosure, or a bug bounty program. I mean, really what that is, and Carl described it great, it's putting a welcome mat out to researchers. So researchers want
to do work. You're calling them researchers. Some of us might call them hackers.
Exactly. I mean, you can call them, you know, they're white hat hackers, and sometimes they might be a little bit gray hat. You know, they aren't so black hat, but they might be gray hat a little bit. But at the same time, really what they want to do is they want to be heard. They may want notoriety. They want credit. They may want a job, quite frankly, or they may want to get paid for their services. And I can say from our interactions with the research community, all the above are true, and all of the above are beneficial. And really, the reward versus the risk, the reward is great to get that information about your environment.
And so essentially, if I can paraphrase it, you're inviting hackers to attack you, but then working with them on what they were able to uncover.
That's right. Understand what they found, take it to the next level, work with our internal teams to understand it, and then remediate. I would rather have that interaction occur than an interaction where a criminalist decides to try to find a vulnerability in our environment and then launch that against our products.
To learn more about what the auto industry and the government is doing to protect cars from hackers, you can watch that entire discussion on AutoLine.tv or look for it on our YouTube channel. Anyway, that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.